You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a cave in southeastern Mexico which is teeming with life. Insects, bats, and a stream inside that's chock full of fish. But this entire thriving ecosystem is based on bacteria which live on sulfur. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Of course, it's pitch black inside the Cueva de Villaluz, and instead of plants, which depend on sunlight for their prime energy source, there are bacteria here which feed on the abundant supply of sulfur. The bacteria oxidize the sulfur and, in the process, produce sulfuric acid.
When the first explorers went into the cave, they recognized that there were these very unusual white, what appeared to be stalactites, deposits that were hanging down from the ceiling.
Louise Hose is a professor of geology at Westminster College in Missouri, who's part of a team that's been studying the extreme ecology of Cueva de Villaluz.
When they examined them more carefully, they found that they were not made of stone. They were instead kind of rubbery. And they were dripping sulfuric acid. They reminded them of big globs of snot. And so they named them snot tights, for snot that looks like a stalactite.
Ew. Well, it may not be pretty, but the cave has attracted some high-level attention.
Groups like NASA have had an interest in life in caves because Mars is a very sulfur-rich planet. It does not have photosynthesis occurring on the surface today. So if life is going on, it probably is some sort of microorganism that is making a living through the oxidation of chemicals like sulfur.
To hear about our new CD, please visit pulseplanet.com. Pulse of the Planet is made possible by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.